This is Sex Crazy here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Now, let me make this clear. I don't mean any racist intent when I say that Alveda King is kind of the black sheep of her family. She is related to one of the great men of American history, Dr. Martin Luther King, but she herself, she is sex crazy. She's way sex crazy. She appeared on the radio show of con artist and so-called televangelist Jim Baker, and she kind of pushes the envelope on sex crazy. She claimed that Hillary Clinton will usher in the Antichrist, which is kind of a demotion because some people have called her the Antichrist, and then others have said, well, you know, women just can't serve in the position of Antichrist. That's really a man's job. She said this, and I'm quoting, "Islamic terrorists pray that Americans will continue to abort our babies so that we will diminish. And as they come in, they're going to have 10, 15, 20 babies. So they want us to continue to decrease our population so that they can increase just by sheer numbers. Even in Atlanta, there are so many mosques. I drive around and I said, oh my goodness, and they have big families. So they say, abort your babies, oh yeah. They'll even act like it's okay, but they'll say, oh no, we're not aborting ours." Though it is true that there are quite a number of mosques in Atlanta, some 35, but that's because they have the sixth largest Muslim population in the United States in what is a very religiously diverse city. But they're not exactly taking over. They're only 0.8% of the population in Atlanta. It would take a heck of a lot of sex and a lot of babies to overcome that kind of deficit if they ever want to be the dominant religion in Atlanta. And right now, they're a long way from accomplishing that goal, even if they wanted to, which I don't really think they do. I just think Alveda King is kind of nuts and Islamophobic. And while according to King, Muslims hate abortion, the devil loves abortion. And she laments that there are no lawyers who specialize in representing babies. She says, "Where's the lawyer for the baby? A woman has a right to choose what she does with her body. Where is the lawyer for the baby? I ask mothers all the time. I said, okay, we'll give you the right. You don't want to carry that baby for 9 months. Just don't kill the baby. Figure it out. If you can figure out how not to kill the baby and not birth the baby, then we can have another discussion. And there is no answer to that. 9 months is not a long time. So we have to know that the baby is a person." Alveda King is many years past having to worry about accidentally getting pregnant herself. When she was of the age that abortions would have been important to her, she had two of them. I guess back then, 9 months did seem like a long time to her, but time does go by much faster the older you get. She opposes same-sex marriage, but has been married and divorced 3 times. And she's part of a disinformation campaign to try to convince people that Dr. Martin Luther King opposed abortion, which he did not. And he did win the Margaret Sanger Award for Planned Parenthood in 1966. She also makes the highly dubious claim that Dr. Martin Luther King was actually a Republican. She loves rewriting history. For example, she claimed that Rosa Parks was an important symbol for the pro-life movement, despite the fact that Rosa Parks served on the board of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. And, of course, she savagely attacks Margaret Sanger. She says that Margaret Sanger once said that colored people are like human weeds and are to be exterminated. That's part of a common attack against Margaret Sanger. She never said that, and she was not racist. She was actually rather progressive on race issues for her time. But facts aren't something that people like Alveda King and her anti-choice compatriots worry too much about. Felon Jim Baker is one of the sleaziest of the televangelists. His radio show is really more of a venue for him selling his crappy prepared food to help you prepare for Armageddon. And yes, he's a dishonest con man, but does he actually believe the crazy he spews? That I can't tell you. But here's his latest. He said, "People are literally, it's a big thing in the news right now, they're having nervous breakdowns over the political campaign." Well, that may be true for some of the Trump supporters, yeah. he continues, because there's people who feel so strongly on both sides. Isn't it amazing? People are so strong that they want to kill babies, that they're fighting for the right to kill babies. If an atomic bomb had dropped on America, it wouldn't do any more damage than what abortion has done. I'm guessing Jim Baker really doesn't understand what an atomic bomb is. It would take one hell of a big abortion to level an entire city. Flip Benham is a notorious anti-LGBT activist, and after disrupting a Charlotte City Council meeting to scream at them, well, I believe it was last week, that the schools of the city will soon run with blood over transgender rights, well, over this weekend, he decided he would disrupt Charlotte Pride. Now, this is a Pride Festival and parade, lots of children present. And there was Flip Benham with an amplifier nonstop screaming at the crowd, saying things like, how is it that when a man takes his penis and puts it in another man's rectum, that's a good thing? No, that's a sin. And he told one little girl, yelled at her, that she was a child of the devil, and she cried. And I think at that moment, the devil laughed at the good works that Flip Benham was doing for him by spewing hatred. Anti-LGBT activist and author Michael Brown has a simple solution to the problem of bathrooms and transgender people. He said, it's ultimately about the choices people make, and if it's a matter of going to the bathroom, if you're in public and you're going to have to deal with the bathroom, you have to dress in accordance with your biological gender. That's the sacrifice you'll have to make. You can't put the sacrifice on everyone else. So it's simple. You just need to take a change of clothing wherever you go. Of course, if you're a woman who's transitioned to being a man and you look very masculine, but you got to put on a dress to use a bathroom, it's going to create its own set of complications. Michael Brown is the author of A Queer Thing Happened to America. He says that gay marriage is of the devil. He says that his book is like a modern-day version of the anti-slavery novel Uncle Tom. He says you can't practice homosexuality and Christianity at the same time. He thinks that homosexuals should be thrown in jail. He believes that homosexuality is caused by demons and they can be cured by casting the demons out. He's just full of helpful suggestions.